King Josiah of Judah was in a state of shock. His priest Hilkiah had found the book of the law of the Lord in the temple. It had been missing, apparently, for many years. And then he was in even greater shock when his secretary read the words of the book of the law, and he learned that the judgment of God was hanging over their heads because they had not only left or lost the law of God, but they had been disobeying it for many years. And he told his advisors, "Great is the wrath of the Lord that is poured out on us, because our fathers have not kept the word of the Lord to do according to all that is written in this book." Now, King Josiah had no doubt that what was written in the law of the Lord was the word of God. But in those days, you see, they had another way of learning the will of God besides the written word. God sent them living prophets to whom he revealed his word. And just at that time, when Josiah was king, there were four such prophets whose words we have in our Old Testament today: Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, and Jeremiah were all alive during the time of Josiah. So he sent his advisors, his priest and his secretary and his scribe, to find a prophet of the Lord to whom they could, or whom they could consult concerning this word from the prophets from the Old Testament. So we read in 2 Chronicles chapter 34, "Then the king commanded Hilkiah, Ahikam the son of Shaphan, Abdon the son of Micah, Shaphan the scribe, and Asaiah a servant of the king, saying, Go inquire of the Lord for me, and for those who are left in Israel and Judah concerning the word of the book that is found." So let's see if this means what we think it means. Let's see if we can find out any more from God concerning these words. And so he sent these five men, and they did not go to Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, or Jeremiah. There was a fifth prophet or prophetess in the land, and they went to her. We don't know anything more about her than what is written here in this text. We read, "Hilkiah and those the king had appointed went to Huldah the prophetess, the wife of Shallum, the son of Tokath, the son of Hezra, keeper of the wardrobe. She dwelt in Jerusalem in the second quarter, and they spoke to her to that effect." Now, we don't know why they went to Huldah rather than to the other four that I mentioned, but it's not that unusual for God to speak through a woman rather than a man. Moses' sister Miriam was a prophet. Deborah, in the days of the judges, was a prophetess. We know that the Holy Spirit spoke through Elizabeth and Mary. And in the New Testament, we have Philip, who had four daughters, and they were all prophets, persons through whom God gave his revelation to his people. So, whatever their reasons, Josiah's delegation went to Huldah, the prophetess, and this is the word of the Lord that she gave to them. "Thus says the Lord God of Israel, tell the man who sent you to me, thus says the Lord, behold, I will bring calamity on this place and on its inhabitants. All the curses that are written in the book which they have read before the king of Judah, because they have forsaken me and burned incense to other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. Therefore my wrath will be poured out on this place and not be quenched. Just the same thing that the written word said, so the living prophetess. But she had an additional message from the Lord for Josiah personally, and it was a welcome message. She said, "As for the king of Judah who sent you to inquire of the Lord, in this manner you shall speak to him. Thus says the Lord God of Israel, concerning the words which you have heard, because your heart was tender, and you humbled yourself before God when you heard his words against this place and against its inhabitants, and you humbled yourself before me, and you tore your clothes and wept before me, I also have heard you, says the Lord. Surely I will gather you to your fathers, and you shall be gathered to your grave in peace. And your eyes shall not see all the calamity which I will bring on this place and its inhabitants." So they brought back word to the king. Well, as we think of our nation today again, because it's the day after election, and we realize that our country has disobeyed many of the laws of God, and God must judge the land for its sins, we wonder how long it will be before the judgment comes, and we wonder if God will delay that judgment because of the tender hearts of many of the people in this country, and because there are still many who have humbled themselves before the Lord. We don't know, but we can pray that God will delay for the sake of the preaching of his word in this land, so that there may be still more time to repent. But the only hope we really have for escaping the final judgment of God is Josiah's great descendant, King Jesus Christ. And may our votes always be with him and for him until all eternity. Amen. We sing hymn 579, stanzas 2, 3, and 5.